Hi, this is Rabbi Jonah Lerner. Today we're going to learn the first two Mishnayos in Masechtas Tamid, which talks about the daily routine of the what happened in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Holy Temple, and would also describe the nighttime activities of the Kohanim. As the beginning of the Masechta, this the Masechta itself gets its name from the Karban Tamid that would happen every single day. So this first Mishnah starts off with Bishlosha Mekomos HaKohanim Shomrim B'meis HaMikdash. There are three places that the Kohanim would stand guard in the Beis HaMikdash. And unfortunately, this wasn't to stand guard to protect it. Rather, this was B'nei HaKavod, like guarding a castle or the like. In the Beis Aftinas, B'beis HaNitzos, B'beis HaMokad. In the chamber of the Aftinas chamber, which was the chamber of the Aftinas family that was responsible for the ketores, for the incense, in the Beis Nitzos, in the house of the chamber of the Rei, which according to the Rush was named such because there was an archway there that light would be able to flow into, or according to other Mefarshim, it was really the chamber of the spark where there was always embers left for lighting the Mizbeach, if there was ever a problem, then it would go out. And the Beis HaMokad, which was the hall of the fire, in which there was a hearth where there was always fire there, where the Kohanim could warm themselves up. Beis Aftinas, Beis HaNitzos, Hayu, Olios, the chamber of Aftinas and the chamber of Nitzos were on a higher level. V'ha Rovim Shomrim Sham, and the youngsters, the younger Kohanim, would guard there. Base Hamokad Kippa, the base of the fire or the hearth, there would be was where there was a dome. Ubase Gadol Haya Mukaf Rovadim Shel Even, and it was a large house that was circled with ledges of stone. Vizikne Base Av Yishenim Sham, and that's where the elders of each family Base Av would sleep there. Umaftichos Azara Biyadam, and the keys of the courtyard would be in their hands. But the youngsters, the younger Kohanim, they would each sleep on the pillow on the ground. Lo hayu, the Mishnah then goes on and explains like what were they wearing, what they were doing, where they were sleeping. Lo hayu shen bevigdei kodesh, they wouldn't be sleeping in their holy garments. Ela poshtin umkaplin umchmichin osan tachas rosheim. But they would fold their the holy vestments, they would the holy garments, they would fold them, put them underneath their heads, and they would cover themselves with their own personal clothing. The mission then discusses what would happen if one of them would become a Balkari. They would have a seminal mission overnight. So Eira Keri Leachad Mehen, if one of them would experience become a Balkari, a seminal mission, Yotzeh Holichlo Vim Siba Holechas Tachas Habira, they would exit and proceed through a tunnel that went under the Bira, under the area that they were in. And the informants say they had to go under because the top was sanctified, and obviously someone who was a Balkari, someone who was Tomei, wouldn't be able to walk in the Azaris. They would have to go in underneath it. V'haneros dolken mikano mikan adjuhu magia lebeis ha'tvila. And they would proceed down this tunnel, and there were lamps burning on each side until they reached the room, the immersion room by where the mikvah was. U'medur ha'is ha'sham u'beis kisei shal kavod. And there was a large fire there, and also a bathroom of dignity, of kavod. V'zehu kvodo, and the Mishnah says, well, what do you mean it had dignity? So mitza'o na'ol yodea sheyesh sham adam. If the door there was locked, then they knew that the door was closed. They would know that somebody was there. Batuach yodea she'en sham adam. If it was open, they knew nobody was there, and they could be able to go in. Yarad v'tovel, he would go down and he would be tovel. They would immerse himself in the mikvah. Olav in his topic, he would come back up and get dried off. His chami kenegin abedura, he would warm himself up by the fire. Bav yoshev lo etzel echad kohanim ad shasharim niftachin. He would then go back up and sit by his fellow kohanim until the gates were open. Yotzev holich lo, and then when the door would open, then he would depart and go on his way with everybody else. We now go on to the second Mishnah, which starts to talk about the Trumas HaDeshen, which is the removing the ash from the altar, which is the first of the services that would be done each and every day in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah opens and says, Mishu rotze litzrom es ha-mizbeach, mashkin v'tova ad shelo yavo ha-mimuno. That the person who wanted to separate the ash from the altar would get early, and he would get there early, and he would be tovel in the mikvah and wait until the appointed one arrived. And this person, the mimune, was the person in charge of assigning and doing the lottery for each of the different functions that would happen in the Beis HaMikdash. At what time did the appointed Kohen, who would be in charge of all these things, when he arrived? Lo chol ha'itim shavos. Not all times would he come the same. Pamim shehu ba mikriyas hagever. Sometimes he would come at the kriyas hagever, which was which is the rooster's cry or the morning crier. Sometimes he would come before it a little bit, sometimes a little bit after it. Hamuna ba v'dofek aleihem. The guy would come, the appointed one would come, and he would knock on the doors. Vein paschu lo, and then they would open the guards would open the door for him. Amar lahem misha tavel yavav yafis. Anyone who is who already immersed in the mikvah should come and participate in the lottery. The people would then line up. Hey fisu zacha misha zacha, and then they would have a lottery, and whoever won would be able to win, and the winner would then be the one to rush right away and do the trumas hadeshen, would remove the ash from the altar.